in the precious name of Jesus. And welcome to the glory dome. The Lord's God in Abuja.
We'll minister the deliverance, the healing, and others afterwards. With the title, Living in God's Purpose. Living in God's Purpose. With the objective of understanding the profit of living in God's purpose. Isaiah chapter 14 and in verse 27. It said, for the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who shall disannul? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? The answer is obvious. It's a rhetoric question. Nobody. Three things I want to say quickly in the behalf of living in God's purpose. Number one, the best place to live is in the purpose of God. Inside the purpose of God is the best place to live. The best place to live is not America. It's not England. It's not the GRA. It's not Paris. It's not Maitama. It's not Wuse. It's not Asokoro. It's not Victoria Island. It's inside the center of the purpose of God. Secondly, the best way to live is to live in God's purpose, or to live according to God's purpose. The best way to live. Not to live according to personal plan. Not to live according to personal pleasure. We shall soon find out why. It is to live according to God's purpose, whatever that purpose is. Finally, the best reason for living is living for God's purpose. The best reason for living is living according to God's purpose. Hence, Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. The best reason to live is not to live for money. It's not to live for pleasure. It's not to live for food. It's not to live to fulfill another person's expectation. There are many people who are alive today. Flesh. Pleasure. Money. Fashion. Entertainment. So they can do anything. They can go to any extent to do anything to fulfill the reason why they are alive, including killing a person because they are living for money. Including failing a student who passed because they are living either for money or for their flesh. And as they couldn't get what they wanted, including lying, so that they can go abroad. Because that is why they are alive. Including crookedly, attempting, or crookedly, getting gain at the expense of somebody's pain. Because that is why they are alive. Including pushing out somebody's wife to step in there. Because 1% of their body is controlling their life. 1%. But the best way to live is to live for God's purpose. When you live for God's purpose, whatever God does not give you, you don't need. Did you hear what I just said? When you live for God's purpose, whatever it is not God who gave you, you don't need. What God cannot do for you, remain undone. Where God cannot take you, don't go. Where you live for God's purpose, and there is nothing God cannot do. The reason why there is so much pain and wickedness in this world, and disorder in this world, is people who are attempting to live outside of God's purpose. Now let me tell you what it means to live in God's purpose. What is the profit of living in God's purpose? Number one, living in God's purpose is connecting God's power. Is connecting God's power. He said the Lord has purposed. Who can discern all? His hand is stretched out. That hand equals power. In the purpose of God is the hand of God. When you are in the purpose of God, you don't beg for power. Somebody say amen. You don't beg for power. Living in God's purpose is connecting God's power. Secondly, living in God's purpose is connecting God's protection. The hand of God is the hand of protection. That was the hand on Elijah. Jezebel couldn't kill him. You'll have no devil to be afraid under heaven if you are inside the purpose of God for your life. If you are doing the purpose of God for your life. If you are married to his purpose, you can never deliver destruction. Your life. God's purpose. In your place of work, ensure you are in God's purpose. In your marital life, just be in God's purpose. A zillion witches, 1 trillion Jezebels can frustrate God's agenda for your life for as long as you are on the course of purpose. Am I communicating? Every time God prospers you, it will attract envy. That's another point altogether. Anytime God promotes you, it will attract envy. But if the promotion came from God, the protection backs it. And God cannot promote you to be wasted by witches. He can't promote you to be wasted by wizards. You can't be on his purpose and be afraid of who is trying to kill you. That's a waste of fear. The only authentic purpose for fear is to fear God. Is God speaking to anybody at all? That is why everything we can do, do it to be in God's purpose. Focus number two. Living in God's purpose is connecting to God's protection. That is that same hand. If you read Psalm 89 from verse 20 all the way to verse 25, it's talking about his hand upon David, his servant. And that hand is a hand of protection. Can I step 1 foot, one more step? Connecting to God's purpose, number three, is connecting to God's provision. The hand of God represents the supplies of God. Connecting to God's purpose is connecting to God's provision. You never lack provision. You never beg for supply. If it is God, you are serving. And if it is the purpose of God, you are living inside. If it's the agenda of God you are living in, you have nothing to be afraid of. Someone say amen. Someone say amen. Someone say louder amen. That is why you don't look for work or begin to do contract or begin to do this or that, because that is what everybody thinks has the money. Find out what is God's purpose for. Where is God's own provision for your life? There are many things I could have done with my life by virtue of multiplicity of gifting. But that can be a distraction to my life if I don't locate the particular purpose, which is where I am found. God's purpose connects you to God's provision. Number four, God's purpose connects you to progress. Progress. You are not permitted to be a victim of stagnation. Not permitted to be a victim of stagnation. If you are connected to God's purpose, your life cannot be grounded and stranded. If you are connected to purpose. Genesis chapter 26 verse 1. There was famine in the land, and Isaac went to the king of Abimelech, the king of Gerar, and Isaac was planning. And the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, don't go to Egypt. Everybody is running. Don't run. Remain in this land that I will tell you of, and I will bless you in this land. I will be with you here. And he remained there. And in verse 12, he sowed in that land. He received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward. Why? He was in God's purpose. And God's purpose moved him forward. Every time you have chronic stagnation, apart from maybe a season of demonic confrontation or attack, ask God, am I within purpose? Is there something that you would prefer for me to be doing? Is there a business or a contract or something? Is there any other side of business or whatever you want me to do I'm not seeing? Because God's purpose connects you to progress. Finally, God's purpose connects you to peace. It connects you to peace. There is peace. There is tranquility. There is serenity. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Peace.
When you are outside of purpose, life is full of crisis. Full. What is my counsel today? First, determine to live in God's purpose for your life. Let the living for God's purpose be a determination of your life. The reason why I have seen the help of God, I am not where I need to be yet, but I'm still on the way, because I was at a junction of my life and I asked God, what do you want me to do now? My life could have gone in three directions. My wife and I, we had places in the University of London, Hammersmith Hospital. Her father, a professor of human physiology, was a visiting professor of that university, got us places to continue schooling there, postgraduate and practice. That was open. I still remember Dr. Professor Polak wrote us letters twice, because he said the admission is available, the opportunities are ready, when are you coming? I took the letter to God. Is that the direction? He said, no. One pastor even told me, if you say God called you to preach, is it not better to preach in abroad? Go to America. Go and live there. Go to the UK. No. I told my father-in-law, we are not going in that direction. His face fell. One of my professors in the university was very angry. How can you get such an offer and reject it? That was one line. There was another opening somewhere in the Middle East. They were looking for doctors. At that time, I think the salary was $5,000, which was big money then, when our salary was 2,400 naira. As a doctor, young doctor. And there was an opening there as well. And then a third opening. And I went to God and I said, what are you saying to me? Where are you planning for me to go? And he said, remain here at home. I have an assignment for you. And I went to pray. That is why we are seated here. If I didn't hear that, and I didn't follow purpose, and I don't want to disappoint my father-in-law, instead of not disappointing God, and I want to listen to what people were saying, I would have been totally off. You won't be here. Inside that God's purpose, I have seen power. I have seen protection from diverse arrows from wicked quarters. I have seen provision. If I say I'm in lack, I'll be lying. I have seen peace. I've seen progress because of purpose. When it was time to marry, my eyes did not choose for me. I went before God. In fact, God told me, I told you the story before. And he said to me, it is time for me to show you who you will be married to, because of the assignment I have for you. He said, I don't want you to be distracted by wondering, could this be the one? Could that be the one? Let me show you. I separated for about 7 days. 3 days. And then it extended. Within 7 days, he gave me piece by piece by piece. The person is like this. The person is like that. The person is like this. The person is like that. Within 7 days, the whole picture came together. I said, is that the person? I didn't know. I didn't think so. Because I had prayed for the person, for God to give her a good husband. I didn't think so.
But how many of you think God answered my prayer? Am I a bad man? Hallelujah. And so, I married in God's purpose, to his glory. There was no second woman worldwide. That will say, you said you wanted to marry me. You disappointed me. Not one. Not in the dream. Anyone who claims he dreamt such a dream is a demon. And that marital purpose brought progress. How many of you know there are some type of wife you can marry as a pastor and your church has closed? You don't know that? There are women that are close, even ordinary home cannot be maintained. How much more a whole church? The church closed since. By the time she do eyes small for members, everybody found their level. And then appear with all manner of vanitous operation. Just moving with vanity. And eyelash unreal. Everything unreal. The people say, this is not the kind of church I'm looking for. Now listen to me. What I have preached to you, that inside God's purpose, you find his power. You find his provision. You find his protection. You find progress. You find peace. I saw it in my life and in my home. I don't have any contemporary that I have to envy on the account of anything. Not one. Help her to the glory of God. Are you ready to listen to this? When I mean peace, there is nobody dead or alive that has sat me and my wife down. Power is everywhere here. To say, why are you looking for each other's trouble? Who offended each other? Why did you beat your wife? Why are you rude to your husband? No, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my own father, my mother, not one person, not anybody in this church. Not a driver, not a cook. So, there is challenge. The pastor and his wife are not in talking terms. No, peace. Peace. The devil has not had one opportunity, will never have forever. The other day I told her, I said, people need to learn wifehood from you. Because they think it's all about wearing uniform with husband. Huh? Some last thing, I wish God can give me a husband that can wear uniform with me. Are you doing what will make him agree to wear uniform? And it's not possible. Now, my appeal to you is, all that glitters is not gold. Stand up on your feet. All that glitters is not gold. Not everything that looks flashy has a flash. Inside the purpose of God for your life, there is peace. Inside the purpose of God for your life, there is progress. Inside the purpose of God for your life, there is provision. My wife is not permitted to lack for life. Listen.
You know why? She married me when I had nothing. She agreed. I didn't have a car. I was in a government quarter. I didn't have a furniture. It was government, everything, bed, furniture, everything. Nothing. The women of these days won't marry such a person. What is the murmuring all about? But don't worry, there are some like that. There are some good ones, they are still there. Any of the good ones here, say loud amen. No, there are. Without a doubt, there are plenty. In fact, except they are not the daughters of this pastor, the sons and daughters of this pastor. You are like your father, you are like your mother. So they are here plenty. And God will say to you like that. Say that a louder amen. A louder believers, amen. Am I communicating? I don't know why, but I believe that this is meant for somebody. I've seen relationships that were broken because of a highly demanding girl. Send me a recharge card. Send me this. Send me that. The man said, if I have not married you and I am almost gone, what will I send when we marry? I also have relationship destroyed because of oppressive men. But whatever it is, always permanently insist on the purpose of God. It pays. It pays. It may tarry. Her physical appearance. How did they mention about Paul? No form, without form. Hair was as it is. Medical student. If I was following physical eyes, I wouldn't have. It was afterwards I said, oh, so she fine like this. That is the truth. She didn't care nothing. Cared for nothing. At times, God puts great things in insignificant packages. And that is why most times when you follow your eyes, you can miss it in life. This has almost become a marriage seminar for somebody. But for every son and every daughter of this commission, you will not miss it. Your children will not miss it. That amen can be better. Yes. That amen can be better. Yes. Shout a louder believers, amen. Yes. Say amen like you mean it. Yes. A louder believers, amen. Yes. Living. I saw that scripture last night. All this while I have been reading it. I didn't see it. He said, the Lord has proposed. Who shall disannul? His hand is stretched out. I said, okay. The purpose of God and the hand of God are connected. That if he purposed it, his hand is behind it. Ay, 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 ay. It did something to me. That for as long as I stand in purpose, I'm guaranteed his hand. All I need to do is to struggle to locate purpose. Is to struggle to be found inside his purpose. Whether it is ministry, whether it is marriage, whether it is business, whatever endeavor of life, just struggle to be located inside purpose. And this is one of my best scriptures I normally quote. I didn't see it. I thought he was talking two separate things. Okay, read the verse 26. The previous verse made it. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out. So as he proposes it, he stretches the hand. If he says, this is what I want to do, he releases his hand. Help that man there. This is the purpose that is proposed, and this is the hand that is stretched. Something is happening. Lift your hands and begin to appreciate God. Something is happening. There is power flow. 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 Lift your hands and just begin to speak to God. 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 Lord, I come before you today. I come before you today. I am grateful. I am grateful. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. You lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his purpose. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Jana magalaga yaga daga laga yada hashalala baba hara yadash. Leteke feke teke sikala baba yala hashalala. Leke peke teke suko magala yala la. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I don't want any other thing. I don't want anything but your purpose. I don't want anything but your purpose. I don't want anything but your plan. I don't want anything but your program. I don't want anything but your intention and desire. Lift your voice and speak to God.
lift the hands high, high, high. As you surrender yourself to his purpose, you are about to see his hand. That hand is about to reach you with power. Deliver you from every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every bondage, every affliction, every demonic, diabolic, witchcraft altar that will not allow you to rest. That hand is about to break it right now. The power in that hand. That's right. The power in that hand is about to bring protection. It's about to shield you. That plan that they have made to kill you before your time, the power in that hand is about to set you free from it now. And those who want you dead shall take your place in that death. The power in that hand is about to bring you provision. Yes, where your supplies were tied, where your resources have been tied, where your destiny has been tied, where your future has been tied, where your marital destiny is tied, that hand is about to release to you. The supply. And the hand is about to break stagnation. It's 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 about to bring peace into your life and deliver you from crisis and deliver you from trouble and deliver you from crisis. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands higher. Lift your hands higher. That's right. That's right. At the count of seven, you will scream, touch. His hand will touch you. Chains will break. Angelic encounters. Divine visitation. You see chains broken from your leg, from your hands. Mask taking off your face. Unclean spirits coming out of your body. Familiar spirits diverting your destiny. Unclean spirits, some looking like yourself. Living inside you will step out of your life. The grave where they kept you shall be open. And you shall come out of that grave. The things belonging to you shall be open. And it shall be released into your hands. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands high. Let us alamana galayada. Let the ferota satalamana. Leko kobara da gagala da. Excelata para talana. Mekastola ga para talana. Leto parana galana mamana na. Lene mena mana gagalana na. Lene mena galini mena mamana na. Lift your hands high. At the count of seven, you scream touch. And then the hands will come upon your head with the scream of touch. Leke perena manaya la na no. Lene mini mamana na, lene mini mamana na, lete ferene memene memena, eke sene memeni alalalo, le peperene mine gagalala, ele ferene memene gagayalala, ikasana mana mamana ilolo, lete ferene menonusa, ikalana mana manonu, leke ferene mina mama, shakalala baba. That's right, that's right. At the count of seven, the hand of Jehovah will touch you. The yoke shall break. The limit shall break. The agenda of evil shall break. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Again, when it reaches 7, you place the hand on your head and scream, touch. And the touch of God will come upon you. And the yoke shall be broken. The yoke on your children shall be broken. The yoke on your family shall be broken. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
izueno o kwantami elipuada izadiana antalotenge e juampena ala kankayosh puadande tintua mambuande agandandos sigia lipia tusua papua katiata zagadanite pepe yuaganata latua uswakata e kendua mantua kwa tuande ngiangananta juanga balaganante tete zigetea la patua ziantanko jonganda mbambuandu antankandia lagadiada puwa tataya ziatua shongwadi eluata akandia ibuanankento jongwama alangwa denzwe mbuandu anziantata lakatata ya badiash. No, you cannot be anointed and be smelling. You cannot be anointed and your destiny be stinking. You cannot be anointed and your destiny be rotting. No!
Receive the touch. Receive the touch. Receive the touch. Receive it. Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. And come back with your testimonies. Everyone here with any form of mountain, today it is dissolved.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Help, 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 help. From above, help is coming. Receive the help of God. Help from above. Help from above. Receive help. Help. Let the city liberate the Mosiah. Let it be.